Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and you can hear my voice a little bit under the weather, but look, evil doesn't take a day off, and neither can we, so here we are, and we have some important topics to discuss with our guest. I call him a survivalist expert, but really, he's much more than that, and we're going to break down some geopolitical issues, and including a major event yesterday, and the event, we believe, Bob believes, is being covered up, and I think he's probably right. But before we go there and explore this important topic, we first of all need to let you know that the noose is tightening around the food supply line. I just spent some time with a fairly prominent farmer, and he was telling me very clearly, everything you're saying is correct, from the fertilizer to the price of diesel to everything else. And not to mention the 108 food processing plants have been destroyed since Obama 2, Biden has come into office. Absolutely true. And folks, if you want to be a coincidence theorist, that's up to you. But I see this as a clear move that he is a servant of Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum. And your only reaction can be to put your family first. And what you need to be doing is going out and, how do I say this? Becoming your own vendor. So go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. 15, well, you can tell I'm under the weather, 25-year shelf life. You also will get 2,000 calories per day. And it's high in calories, which is what you want because you're eating to survive. And your time to get this is limited, so I would go to foodwithdave.com. Additionally, you can see Mike Lindell's back in the news. Dominion's after him, despite the fact that in Georgia, they found major errors in the Dominion voting machines that favored Biden, and is now out there in the news. And, what can I say? Mike Lindell is in the gap, standing up for you and me. And as I said before, his people approached us a couple of months ago and said, would you like to sell our products? Can we send you samples? And I said, man, my wife has already got all your samples. We went out and bought a murder because we love the products. They're great products, whether the bed sheets, the mattresses, the separators, everything that they do is first rate. And they're offering everything right now to you. 2 for 1. Half price. All you got to do is go to mystore.com, put in Hodges, mystore.com, put in Hodges. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, this is really important. We talk a lot about grid down. You know, if the grid goes down for very long, what are you going to do for water? You better have water filtration. And my suggestion is you better have a device for each member of your family because of the volume that will be needed. So what do? Well, you go out and you get the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. The research about how effective it is at waterwithdave.com. You can say, oh my gosh, these guys are really good. And look at the research. It's all right there in black and white. And they, as in terms of My Patriot Supply and the food, they haven't raised their prices. They still have a sale in effect. I don't know how they're doing it, but they are. But again, product availability is in jeopardy because of the supply chain. And if we head into war, well, bets are off. And food and water will be your two biggest threats in a war. So I'm really hopeful you'll take advantage of this while you can. Waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. But we've got Bob Griswold with Dave. And Bob, welcome to the show. And we talked yesterday when I could barely get 10 words out about what happened in South Korea. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of re-describe what happened. The possible media complicit cover-up and the military cover-up and what the significance is.
Let me work myself into that just for a second, Dave. You talk about the food supply. Keep in mind, the enemies right now in the globalist mind are nitrogen and ammonia, absolutely critical elements for fertilizer. They have waged war on those. In fact, we would liken it, since it's so much in the topic today, World War III nuclear war. They have waged nuclear war on the elements to create fertilizer. Now, I'm a gardener, and now I do all organic fertilizer, but most people can't do that. I compost to make more fertilizer. But you take fertilizer away, and you reduce crops 50-75%. It's going to happen. Absolutely. And on the other hand, what the other monkey in the wrench is the fact that, Dave, I'm going to ask you a question. Who's buying up all of our farmland and leaving it fallow?
Well, there are friends from the East under Xi Jinping.
And Bill Gates.
Oh yeah, well, Bill Gates too. Yeah, I mean, take your pick.
Yeah,
They're working for the same entities. Don't you agree?
Yeah, we're going to leave it fallow, so we're not going to grow anything.
There you go.
And you know, it's just like we used to make all of the food for the world. We did. We exported massive amounts of food. Today, just like you remember, I remember growing up, RCA and all these, they had made TV factories in the United States that made TVs, that made radios. They actually were made in the United States at one time, believe it or not. And all of a sudden, we've started exporting that and would buy it back. You know, Dave, this is what we see happening right now. You know, what used to be the electronics capital of the world, then it went to Japan. What used to be the food capital of the world, now it's gone outside the United States. The land that we do have, just like wow, a pipeline that we had, we close it down. And we have to go everywhere else to scramble for oil. And what happened to the price of oil? It just skyrocketed. In fact, they're saying it could probably go over $100 a barrel here soon, because you notice, you know, that miracle that Joe Biden created, you know, where he lowered the gas prices, even though he wasn't responsible for having them go up, but he's responsible for them coming down. Well, they're going back up dramatically now. And so, you know, we see the same thing happening. You know, they shut down the oil and gas prices soared. They've shut down agriculture on a multifaceted, multi-tiered level. And Dave, this isn't rocket science. I mean, this is like, you know, 101. What's going to happen? We see what's happening. Food prices are soaring. All at the same time, they're telling us to eat bugs, you know, cricket food, cricket flour. And so anybody who doesn't take this serious, I know we've mentioned this. I know the Mountain House food portal for dealers has been shut down a year. Dealers cannot order it. It's shut down. We can't get it. August and Farms is still shut down for dealers. Can't get it. Shut down. Shortages developing.
Well, who are they doing, Bob? Who are they doing business with?
Well, I know one of them is doing business with the people who make fun of us for storing food. Those crazies over there, you know, the right wing. We got to be white supremacists if we store food. I'm sure even for my black friends that do it, they got to be white supremacists. But you know, they making fun of us. At the same time, they're using our tax dollars to buy bunkers, to buy food, water, you know, all that's in those bunkers that they've used our tax dollars to build. Maybe they don't want competition. I mean, you know, that's kind of like the drug market. That's why they make drugs illegal, I think, is because they don't want competition. You know, the opium in Afghanistan, all that, you know, they just don't want competition. So perhaps that's what it is. And of course, they want us dependent on them. That's the purpose of digital currency, the Great Reset, all that. Dave, you know, I know we're going to get into this topic I want to talk about, but do you think about it? I heard Glenn Beck mention this the other night. With digital currency, which is where it's going, Great Reset, you know, time of mankind, utopia, everybody's going to be sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya, you know, that time. With a digital currency, Dave, you say you get $500 a month, okay? Dave, you have to spend that money this month or it's no good anymore. It has an expiration date on it. Can you ever generate wealth that way?
No. And you know they'll take away
inheritance
as well.
It's insidious. This is what's going on. And again, this is why we prepare now, because this digital currency, which they're rushing headlong into, the wars, all these wars, Libya, all this have been fought over money. I mean, Russia wanted to go back to gold standard and all this, and then all of a sudden all this happened. And, you know, the Ukraine thing's been going on since 2014. We've been funding, you know, attacks on that region that Russia's annexed for since 2014. But, you know, so we just see this multifaceted attack on not only, you know, the energy industry, which if you don't have energy, you can't do a lot because we're an energy-dependent society. Your car's gone. Your electricity's going. We see the price of electricity going up, heating oil soaring. So then we move over to the food market, and then we move to the water market. I know what's going on in Lake Powell right now. And, you know, it really does start to portend to a very, very bleak future for those who don't want to pay attention to it and prepare. I know Bill Gates will still enjoy his gourmet hamburgers. He loves them. You're going to have your cricket burger. And so prepare now. That's what I have to say. And we can take that over to the fact that when you look at that in the food realm or the energy realm, let's look at it at the war realm. Each of these things, with the energy realm, the food realm, and all the other, the education realm, news realm, whatever you want, they're multifaceted. Okay, it's just not one element we're facing. It's a hydra, you know. And so if you don't understand that, that it's not one piece of puzzle. If I threw a puzzle out on top of my desk here and said, you know, look at all these different pieces, and not understand that they all go together in a manner, and that when I put them together, it's going to paint a picture, we're lost. I mean, there's ways you put puzzles together to do it efficiently, and there's ways you put intelligence together to come out with an efficient picture of what's going on. So when you mentioned this South Korean explosion, they said it was a missile that went up and came down and blew up, or it just blew up. But let's put that in the light of a lot of things. You know, that a couple of days before, North Korea launched a missile. You know, our allies, North Korea, you know, those people.
Yeah, Kamala Harris identified as an ally.
Buddies. Talk about singing Kumbaya. That's what we do, sit around the campfire with the North Koreans and sing Kumbaya. But they launched a highly provocative rocket launch over, it went over Japanese territory, in so much that the Japanese, you know, put people in shelters and bunkers. So that, then you have this explosion in South Korea. Now, it could have been a rocket that blew up, but most people stopped there. Oh, it was just a rocket that blew up. How do we know it wasn't sabotage? And, you know, I can promise you, the people looking at this right now are trying to figure out, well, why that rocket blew up. And do you think, Dave, for one second they've thrown sabotage off the table?
No.
No, they haven't. Of course they haven't. Now, they might Georgia Guidestone it, and you know what I mean by that, right?
Yeah.
The crime scene, let's just destroy it, which Joe Biden is going to send somebody over to the Nord Stream. The Nordstrom, we got to get it right, according to the press secretary, we got the Nordstrom a pipeline, and they're going to get down there and figure out what happened. Maybe called it sterilizing a crime scene, Georgia Guidestone sterilizing a crime scene, and, you know, with this missile, sterilizing a crime scene, possibly, so that nobody ever really knows what happened. Right now, we see them in the process of sterilizing the crime scene of COVID. They're removing all kinds of information that they had up during the height of COVID, of what they were forcing you to do, that's mysteriously being filtered away, taken off the internet. You know, it's not here. Look over there. And so the thing we need to do is to accurately understand all this. And right now, I mean, I mentioned this, I think, on the TV program last time we did it. I was in 1962. I was 7 years old. I remember my family with my father. He was going to go down, and I think he was a skipper of a destroyer called, I think it was called the USS Sandoval. And he was going down to Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I remember the sobriety of everyone. We were doing under-the-table drills. Everybody took this seriously because everybody understood the gravity of what nuclear release meant. It meant the end of modern civilization. No more McDonald's, no more, you know, back then when cell phones didn't exist, but today if it happened, no more cell phones, no more modern, no more internet, all that goes away. And then you basically, you know, have a 18th, 19th century existence. That was 1962, where people took that so seriously. Today, Dave, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate how cavalier they're talking about this nuclear weapons release?
They're encouraging it. They're not hiding it at all.
They're very cavalier about it. Almost like they expect it. Like, well, you know, nuclear weapons are going to be released, and if we do, and here's the thing where insane minds talk, okay? Okay. Dave, if you come over to my house and punch me, I'm going to go down and burn your house down. I'm going to burn your house down. That's at 123 Main Street. I'm going to burn it down. Well, I've just alerted you to my response. That's insane. No tactician would ever do that. Yet, what have we done? If he releases a nuclear weapon, I saw General Petraeus say, we're going to go and destroy his North Fleet. So what does that make the Russians do with their North Fleet? Well, if they release a nuclear weapon, they're going to use that North Fleet in any way possible before it's destroyed. It's use them or lose them. They know they're going to lose it, so they're going to use it. That is, I mean, I've never been through a military academy. I've read a lot of military academy stuff. I've read a lot of military thought. That is insane to make that comment. It's the same level of insanity which the White House had to step back from when Joe Biden said, you know, if China invades.
Bob, I want to go back to the incident in South Korea. I do agree with you. I think the possibility for sabotage is probably number one. And they noticed, too, they spent 4 hours before they even concocted a response.
Yeah, it's, Dave, these people, I mean, again, this is why I even pray for our leaders here. I pray that somehow, through all the demonic deception and madness, that somehow a level head would prevail, because if this thing happens, nothing will ever be the same for generations. They're in such the cavalier manner in which they're talking about nuclear war absolutely is dreadful and frightening. And then to signal what my response would be is, on a tactician's level, so just out of the norm. No general would ever say, this is what we're going to do. We just wouldn't say that, because it would
okay,
be provocatory
so,
for them.
Bob, why are
use.
They doing it then? Why are they telegraphing their intentions?
Dave, I don't know if there's one straight answer, but one insanity. I mean, insanity for one thing, being provocatory. But you know, this is hubris. I would say it all boils down to hubris, pride. They think they have the situation under control, and they don't. I mean, you cannot control the situation. Plus, you know, we in the United States, it's Russia, 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 Russia. But we fail to understand that there's power blocks developing. Where's China involved in on this? Where's Venezuela? Has the Russians or Chinese, which I think there's a good possibility the Russians have been reintroduced nuclear weapons into Cuba. That's my personal opinion. Nothing to go on with that. But we also know, do you remember the story we did about, well, I don't know, a year or so ago, of the shipping containers that China has retrofitted with ballistic missiles?
Yeah, I do.
Short-range ballistic missiles?
Yep.
And they've been, we don't know where they've been located or relocated. So we think the attack could come, you know, maybe Russia to Ukraine or whatever. But once this thing starts escalating, nobody knows where it stops. And do we really have grasp, do our leaders have grasp of all the elements that would be at play? That's my concern. Cuba, Venezuela, obviously the internal people then put internally into the United States to create sabotage. They've been trained in sabotage. We know, according to the Biden White House, that 85 people on the terror watch list have been stopped at the border. So if 85, you know, if we just say, let's use drugs or people as an example, you know, the rate of stopping people is a very small percent. So if that applies to the people coming across the border that are on the terror watch list or terrorists themselves, we've stopped a few of them. So that means there's a lot of them here. And have we taken that into consideration? Have we taken into consideration the Democrat Party with a lot of their, you know, brown shirt and groups, and even BLM, would actually probably side with the enemy and start going and tearing down substations, you know, radio stations, radio towers, all the elements of infrastructure? Has anybody really taken this into consideration? And they haven't. In fact, there was an article on Uncancelled News, and they're calling it polycrisis. Let me get the article
what
here.
What is that?
A polycrisis. It was a new term I hadn't heard of. Okay, polycrisis. Let me get it. What it is, it's multiple crises that you face at one time. Sort of like what is going on in Florida right now, in Santa Maria, those places. You know, it's a polycrisis. They don't have any electricity. There's no sewer. There's no food. There's no roads. So it you can't just fix one thing. there's so many different crises that need to be managed. There's somebody has to take control of the roads and fix the roads. Somebody has to do the electrical infrastructure. Somebody's got to fix radio communication. The houses are obviously in disrepair. There's no supplies there. And so you have this multiple crisis that you're trying to manage. And when you look at the situation of this world today, you know, the point he made, gosh, where is that article, Polycrime? They're not by accident. And the point he makes about it is that if you add the sum total of the crises, okay, yeah, here it is. If you add the sum total of the crises, they're greater than the individual elements of each crisis. And I would say that's true in Florida. You know, if you just had a road out, that's one thing. If you had a power out, it's one thing. But when you add all those together, the sum total of damage is greater than the individual elements of that, of each individual component. And so what we're facing in the United States is just that. So we have this poly crisis, okay? That's the term this person uses on canceled news. The food crisis, the energy crisis, the inflation crisis, the Russian crisis. Now we have the pipeline crisis. And when you add all those crises together, Dave, I just ask you, what's the chance when somebody's under that kind of strain, that kind of stress, managing that kind of thing, first of all, is it deliberate? This article in Uncancelled News says it's absolutely deliberate. All these are deliberate elements to bring about the Great Reset, i.e. the Great Tribulation.
Well, let's stop there for a second, Bob, because a lot of people say that, but they don't stop and explain it in layman's terms. And layman's terms means this. That they said it's intentional. Okay, Laura Ingraham on her show the other night said this is all intentional. I've been saying it for over a year. It's intentional. What's intentional?
A lot longer than that,
Dave. To destroy.
You've been saying a lot longer.
Bob, hold on a second. It's to destroy everything: culture, education, medicine, infrastructure, peace, justice, everything turned upside down. And for what purpose? So you can build it back better in your communist image. That's what's going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you have to eliminate, what was it, Bill Ayers, if we have to eliminate 25 million people, big deal. I mean, they say these things. And again, if we look at them as individual components of these people just making, you know, reckless statements, that's one thing. But when you look at it as a puzzle and you put it together, there's a plan behind all this. A very devilish plan, and that is not only the destruction of everybody who disagrees with them. Remember the new up-and-coming senator we have to kill and contain, you know, yeah. Republicans.
Tim Scott.
Right. You know, we've become the domestic enemies. Right. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference how Joe Biden looks at us and how the Soviets look at us? Nothing. The Soviets look at us like enemies. Joe Biden looks at me like an enemy combatant. Like, I need to be imprisoned or killed or something. He said it. I mean, I didn't make it. He said it, not me. You know, I'm just a family man. I'm not into violence at all. If you know me, I want to follow the dictates of Jesus Christ and people that have followed him, people that have represented what he represents, peace. The 12 apostles, they didn't fight. They just preached the gospel. But I'm an enemy on the level. In Joe Biden's administration, I'm an enemy on the level of what the Soviets look at me like, or maybe the Chinese look at me like. So, I mean, and you're right. Everything, your justice system has been destroyed. That's why you can hold people who trespassed in prison into the most inhumane conditions for, what, a year and a half now, in prison, denying them the basic rights of humanity. Where you can then, on the other hand, you can take a man who's obviously he's gone to the Joe Biden school of killing Republicans, where he can go and run over an 18-year-old man, kill him, and he gets out on a $50,000 bond, which means he probably had to put up $5,000 to get out.
Yeah.
I mean, that justice system is warped. You know, I don't know if Donald Trump committed any crimes or not. I don't know. He might have. He might not have. I hope he didn't. But even if he did, I look at Hillary. Did she commit crimes? Did Hunter Biden commit crimes? I mean, did Barack Obama commit crimes? Of course they did. So the justice system is not equitable. It's not even. You know, you look at your education. And this is one thing, Dave, that – that COVID and the education system right now is teaching us. The majority of Americans, I don't know if they were deceived. I don't think they were. I don't think there was mass psychosis. I think the majority of Americans did not want to go along with COVID, but in order to appear normal, they goose-stepped to the music. They took the vaccine. They did whatever the government told them so that they could be looked at as normal. They did not want to pay a price. Today, I think most Americans know that you cannot take a boy and cut off his manhood and turn it into a girl. It just, there's no science in the world that does that. And yet, most Americans, including pastors of churches that know better, that should be teaching their flock, you can't do this, they are silent to go along. That's the recipe for catastrophe, Dave, because when you can deny the most basic elements of biology, you know, chromosomes, genes, X, Y, and XX, you can deny math. You can deny all of science.
Yeah,
you can become flat earth. You can, I mean, whatever you want to be. And
well,
how,
let's talk about the science for a second, Bob, because...
I want to ask the question. How do you maintain a modern society where there is no such thing as truth? No such thing as empirical truth, 2 + 2 = 4.
No, there is truth. There's truth to the side of the left. And what I was trying to say here was the fact that you've got Google conspiring with climate change scientists now in the UN saying that we own the science. That's a quote. We own the science. There'll be no discussion, no debate, no contrary research at all. That's where we're at.
Yeah, the Catholic Church owned it, remember? Galileo had to deny his heliocentric view of the solar system under the threat of death. You remember all the science that when the Catholic Church maintained the stranglehold on science, that you could not question their orthodoxy, and Galileo tried when he came out with his heliocentric, meaning the sun's in the center and the earth, planets rotate around it. They threatened him under death. And over again, you know, whenever you see a group like that, and I'm not picking on the Catholic Church because they have no, you know, they're not exclusive to this. There's been groups throughout history that have tried to maintain we're science and anything else is not true. Disaster comes. Civilization goes into decline. I mean, you can't design a bridge anymore because there's no such thing as absolute truth. You can't have an I-beam a certain width, certain depth, certain thickness that'll bear a certain amount of weight because I don't feel like it anymore. So you can't design, you can't maintain, and civilization collapses. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now, going back to the Great Reset, what you said, that's the purpose of all this. Is to absolutely destroy us in every way we can be destroyed, and that's what this article on Canceled News also says. What's the most infuriating thing about our current situation is that it's not accidental. It's not the result of ineptitude. It is absolutely the result of people planning the destruction of the United States of America. And when you understand that, and we're far down that road, they're destroying your food supply. So don't buy any food. You can starve. I mean, that's where you're at. I mean, the time to pull punches is over with. Don't store food. You starve. You watch your children starve. Don't drink. Don't be able to drink water, and you'll get some type of disease, and you'll be sitting on the porcelain throne until you die because you can die from that. You know, don't have the ability to communicate. I just look at the people down in Sanibel Island right now. One ham radio operator could be sending out information to other ham radio operators that are off the island. The Smith family, they're okay, all five of them, Jane's, you know, Joe, Billy, whatever. Here's the Alex family, you know. That kind of information is critical. So, you know, I don't need that. I've got my cell phone. Cell phone towers are all blown down. I mean, you know, it's just what it is. So this is... I know what's happening. You know what's happening, and a lot of the people listening that know what's happening. But do we really understand the gravity of what's happening? You know, during the SALT 1 and 2 treaties, Dave, what they did basically during SALT is not only limit the amount of nuclear weapons, but they de-escalated the posture of readiness. You know, the B-52s no longer had the bombs on board, flying in the air, ready to take off towards Moscow. The B-52s were grounded. The bombs were taken off. During the ICBMs, they were taken and lowered in a state of readiness, so you couldn't just launch them, and 15 minutes later, the end of the world happened. So they de-escalated that, which I think was a very smart move, de-escalate the posture of readiness. And that probably saved, you know, the world from nuclear annihilation during the Reagan years and things, because there were a couple times when we had some really bad false flags that happened. It looked like the Soviets had launched, or we'd launched on the Soviets, and it could have gotten very bad real quick. But today, we're doing just the opposite. We're taking that and taking that lower state of readiness, and we're escalating it, so that when you forward project these weapons, like Russia has done, they've put the Belgorod submarine, which has those tsunami bombs on it, somewhere between 2 and 100 megatons. 100 megaton bomb sitting off the continental shelf would create a tsunami 1,600 feet tall. That's there. That's been deployed. In fact, the Defense Department says we've lost it. We can't even find it. So it's floating out there somewhere off our Atlantic coast right now. And, you know, Glenn Beck pointed out that with all the problems that USS Gerald Ford has had, they made it battle-ready, because they put it battle-ready and deployed it. And they've also asked for more security going around the liquefied natural gas ships that go across the Atlantic. Dave, I was listening to a book called The Afghan, and they made a point in the book that one of those ships carrying the LNG, if detonated, would equal 40 Hiroshima bombs. I didn't believe that, so I looked it up, and lo and behold, it's true. One of those LNG ships, but detonated, would equal 40 Hiroshima bombs. You can Google it yourself and find out. So now all of a sudden they're asking for more security around those ships. We cut a pipeline. They asked for more security around those ships, the gas ships. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm making something out of nothing, but... And we can't find the Belgorod submarine. Russia has put four operating bases strategic nuclear bombers, supersonic strategic nuclear bombers. They've moved them forward. So all that de-escalation we've tried to do over decades of de-escalating the nuclear force so that it's not combat ready, which gives level heads more of a chance to think, we're going the opposite way now. And that, well, literally,
the entire planet,
the daylight set of everybody.
The entire planet's being destabilized. It's you look at South Africa, they just put a ruling party in charge that's overtly racist against white people, and they have promised violence against white people. And this is happening everywhere. And see,
well,
this
you
is
and I
what,
know somebody lives down in
Bob,
South
just
Africa.
Just a second. Okay? The World Economic Forum has talked about the healthy aspects of this divisiveness in countries. In other words, they want countries to be torn down, and we keep saying the same thing, but people aren't getting it. Hello, America. Listen, listen. What they're doing is intentional, and Biden is their, I can't say the word I want to say, let's just say he's their servant.
Yeah.
This is World Economic Forum crap.
Yeah, well, we know, I think you know him. He used to come to Steve Quayle's conferences, that gentleman from South Africa. I know him because he got his ham radio license, and, you know, we can communicate. But anyhow, he's saying, you know, the escalation of racism is that unbelievable. He has two beautiful children. He's afraid to let them go anywhere. And then we have the cackling... well, I won't say it. The cackling lady who knows how to get on her knees, you know, sitting there going, well, hurricane relief is going to be based on race. I mean, these people came to office promising, you know, we're going to unify. Those statements, when you make those kind of statements, it's like they do everything. It's like it's pouring gas on a fire. And they know they're doing it. They're trying to break down every, you know, relationship between anybody. This is why I've made this commitment to a bad guy's a bad guy, but, you know, I'm not going to judge people on their race. I'm not going to judge people on their ethnicity at all. I'm not going to do it because that's what they want me to do. Jesus Christ told me to love my fellow brethren. That is what I'm going to do. And in spite of all of their efforts to make me hate people who don't look like me, we really have to take the stand to say, I'm not going to do that. Now, a bad guy's a bad guy. I don't care what color you are. You come up and hurt my family, I'm going to shoot you. That's just kind of, doesn't matter if you're white or whatever. I don't care. I'm going to shoot you if you come hurt my family. But everything is being done to break the society down. And going back to the original thing, Dave, the puzzle. And I use this analogy a lot because in the intelligence world, that's how it works. I just look at every aspect of society today. It's all being broken down. They want this great reset where they take everything away from you. Somebody will own it. You won't. So you've worked all your life. You know, you get your digital dollars, and then they tell you, you can't buy this with it. You bought too much of that. Guns out of the question. And if you don't use it by the end of the month, you lose it. So you can never create generational wealth. You know, I can't save, $50,000 and give it to my children. And, I can't do that anymore because at death, those digital dollars go away. That's where all this is going. And again, this is the importance, the grave importance of this election. And I agree with Steve Bannon that this is the most important midterm election in the history of the United States. The Republican Party is anything but good, but they're less bad. So we have to make this decision. Super wicked or wicked. And this is a choice we have to try to at least put a couple fingers in the leaking dam to try to stop some of this flood of just absolute demonic insanity and demonic wickedness. And then on the other hand, if everybody in this United States did what we're recommending people to do to prepare, first of all, there probably wouldn't be enough food, but if they did, everybody had a year's worth of food, everybody had radio communication, everybody had a water filtration system, they couldn't threaten us with it. And the more people that prepare, the less they can threaten you. They couldn't threaten Donald Trump with money because he had tons of money. And so, this is why we do what we do. And if you don't do it, then they can threaten you. They can coerce you. They can corral you into the factory to make you do what they want because they'll serve you some, gruel in their factory. But you've got to comply. Dave, I see this technology of the implant just blossoming right now. Where there's nations all over the world that are doing this implant, microchip implant, and where you can just buy anything, and it's being promoted. November is going to be a very critical time because if they cheat their way and win, I think that there will be no other. That will be.
Well, they'll consolidate power. That's what's going to
happen. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be the end of it. There'll be roundups. People will be rounded up. Guns will be gone. It'll all be there. The brown shirts, all of it will come out. And here's the other point. If for some reason the Republicans do win the House and the Senate, they're going to do the same thing. The brown shirts and Antifa will come back out. The people blocking the highways will come back out. They'll come back out and they'll start terrorizing people. This is the point we're at in this country. So either way, you need to get ready for a win or loss because they are already planning the response to it, what's going to happen. I promise you, in the dark chambers of their meetings, they are planning, what do we do when we lose? And it's going to be violent. It's going to be personal attacks. It's going to be anything they can do, infrastructure attacks, and they're going to make Americans probably so weary of, the trauma, like they did during COVID, so weary of the trauma that I think a lot of Americans, unless they had a spiritual renewal, are going to say, I'm over it. I'll do whatever you want. What line do you want me to stand in? Take a mark on my hand.
As you said, we did that during COVID. So I think
that's exactly
right.
What we did. Yeah. So, they're trying to deny it, but it's like the woman who was videotaped doing something inappropriate, and then somebody's got it on videotape, and, I didn't do that. Well, here's the video. Well, yeah, you did. They're trying to deny it and gaslight everybody, but they did do it. They murdered people. Cuomo murdered people. They dehoused people. You couldn't afford your mortgage. They kick people out of their jobs. They kick children out of school. Drug use, suicide, violence, all skyrocketed. Now they're saying it would never happen. It's just like Joe Biden saying, you know, that 8.2% inflation rate, what's only a little bit each month. I couldn't believe he said that. You know, you only get burnt a little bit each month. We burnt only one finger this month. Well, yeah, burn your finger and see how bad that hurts. Then next month, we'll just burn another finger, and then we'll burn another one. And you know, after 5 months, we burnt your whole hand, but you know, you won't notice it because it was a little bit at a time. That's what he said. I mean, I'm not making that up. That's what he said. Not that analogy, but that's, might as well use that analogy, because when you take a month's worth of pay out of somebody's pocketbook for the year, and that's what's happened, the average blue-collar worker in this country not only works for the government from January to March to pay his taxes, but then they've taken February away in inflation. I mean, April away in inflation. So, you know, get ready, folks.
I say get ready, too, but what do you get ready for? Listen, I don't know that they can cheat enough to overcome the tsunami. So let me ask you this. What kinds of things could you expect to have happen if the Democrats lose? And I'm going to, again, set up your answer with this quote. Nancy Pelosi, back in May in a national interview, said, if we lose the midterm election, we won't honor the results because Republicans will destroy democracy. Okay, yeah. So let's use that as a backdrop, and go ahead and tell me, what kinds of things do you think they're going to do?
Well, you're going to see absolute unbelievable challenges in court. Stacey Abrams is still denying she lost. She still, I mean, even though the courts ruled you lost. Now, when we did it, we're conspiracy theory, we threaten democracy, we say, well, the election didn't look too fair, you know, we're the worst of the worst of the worst. We're Hitler's grandchildren. But when Stacey Abrams does it, not a word. But this is the first thing I would expect, is absolute turmoil with everybody challenging the election in court. I didn't lose, it was cheated. That's going to absolutely be a blender of just discombobulation. So come January 6th, I think, Inauguration Day, nobody will know who's really going to be inaugurated. That's my prediction right there. And then should they seat a Republican House and Senate, I think what we saw during Donald Trump's going to come out in spades, and that's going to be, you know, Antifa and BLM coming back on the street, that, you know, the terror wing of the Democratic Party coming back out on the street, burning, terrorizing infrastructure, personal attacks for sure. You know, anybody who talks, you know, in this way, the multitude now of alternate news agencies, media is going to have to really watch security, blowing people up. They're good at blowing people up. We know about that. They're good bomb makers. And all the while, you know, the federal law enforcement's going to probably turn a blind eye to it, just like they've turned a blind eye to, you know, the guy who was run over by a terrorist. But when somebody pushed somebody in an abortion clinic, he's facing 11 years in prison. That's the justice system we face. So I would say, first of all, legal discombobulation after the election. Everybody's going to challenge everybody. Well, I didn't lose. You cheated. That's going to be the song of the day. Second, if by some means a Republican Congress and Senate is seated, I expect the terror wing of the Democratic Party to come out and just absolutely start tearing everything apart. Your electric grid, your water grid, all of it, just tear it down. And that's what they're good at. And so that's what I expect. We could easily escalate this into a war, which they might want to do in between November and January. They could easily escalate into a nuclear war if they lose, so that there would be distraction. And collapsing empires always need distractions. You know, Rome, Nero burnt down Rome and blamed it on the Christians. Dave, that would answer your question. That's just for starters. You know, discombobulation in the electoral system. And should it be seated, you're going to see extreme violence.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And the fact that you had the commander-in-chief being part of the violent promoters, and you have the DOJ intact, nothing's going to happen. Remember Merrick Garland, in his confirmation hearing, he was asked, what will you do about the violence of Antifa? And he goes, well, if it's after 5 o'clock, it's legitimate protest. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So when they come and burn you alive or rape your children or whatever they do, which those things have been done. I mean, they've done this. Nothing will be done. you know, Carl Rittenhouse. I mean, what, there were perverts and whatever that were attacking him. One of them had a gun. One of them had been hit over the head with a skateboard. And who, you know, who got prosecuted? Well, Carl Rittenhouse did. Unfortunately, for the justice system, did work for him. But after what, I think it was $4 million expenditure. $4 million. And his life was put through hell. So that's what I expect. And that's why, again, this is why I tell people, repent. Get your life right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Get in the Bible. That's where you're going to be grounded, Dave, is in God's Word. Doug Thornton was asking me the other day, outside the Bible, what is the solution? I said, Doug, there is no solution. There's only one size fits all here. If we don't have a spiritual renewal in this country, there is no country. I mean, there is no country left. And so I pray that God would bring a revival to this nation, and not like the things the Baptists have on a certain day. I'm talking about a true Holy Spirit type revival where men's hearts are crushed under the weight of the sin that committed. And that's the only solution we have. Now, I don't know if that'll happen or not. If it doesn't happen, you know, we're going to go through a transition of extreme violence. You can go look at what happened in the Holodomor when, you know, the Ukraine government, you know, took all the food away from farmers and put it in the cities. And those,
it was
farmers,
Stalin.
Were,
I thought they did that, Bob.
Yeah, it was Stalin. Well, it was done under the implemented government by Stalin through the Ukrainian people. And it was a Holodomor. So, you know, starvation, that's what's coming, and it's not going to be pretty. So I would just caution people, get your food, get your water, make sure you're right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Dave, what do you think a pair of night vision is worth right now in Sanibel Island, where they don't have any electricity at night and you've got looters?
I mean, I doubt that you can get it.
Well, I mean, there might be somebody there with it. I mean, what's it worth if you had it there? And there's looters. They're coming in on boats, and you can see them. And you know, I mean, you can see them. Whether you can moving around doing stuff. What's the worth of radio communication when you can communicate and you can create a neighborhood watch program with people that are left there and can communicate with one another? What's that worth? Now, you look at Sanibel Island. That could easily be a lot of the large cities in America if a nuclear war did break out. You can have rubble, just like rubble in Sanibel Island. So get ready. That's all I can say is get ready. In all levels, surround yourself with good people. You know, if you're not in a church that understands these things, that just wants to preach the, you know, this is the way we've always done it type stuff, I would find a church where they understand, you know, the nature of what we're facing in this country. And I find a prophet like Jeremiah who really will tell you the truth. Two, as I said, make sure your heart is right with the Lord. Psalm 91, the condition of Psalm 91 is I hide myself under the shadow of the Almighty, and then the blessing comes. And then three, take the example of Noah and Joseph and stockpile stuff at this time.
I agree a lot with what you're saying here, and I do agree we need to acquiesce to the Lord's will and ask for guidance and Holy Spirit intervention, but I also believe God expects us to do our part.
And absolutely, that's why we're prepared.
You've hit on
that's
a few things here. Yeah, you have. You hit the night vision, getting communication where you can stay in touch with people. But right now, what can people do? Less than 40 days before the election, what can we do?
Well, again, be in the mindset for action, first of all. You know, if you've never read The Art of War by Sang Su, you can download it free online. Read it. Know your enemy. Know what your enemy is capable of. And develop that mindset. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare and our carnal, we gird up the loins of our mind. That's an actual passage out of the Bible. We prepare our minds for action, spiritual warfare. These people, what would you do if they come? Run scenarios. I mean, you talk to a lot of people who teach this stuff. You're standing in a grocery line. Run the scenario. What if? Start preparing your mind for action. What if? What if? What if? You know, do that. And then, you know, what would you do? What if you were in Sanibel Island right now? What would you be doing? Run that scenario in your mind. What would you be doing if you're in Sanibel Island right now? What would you be doing? And so, I mean, there's the obvious things we've mentioned, the obvious physical preparations we've mentioned. And outside of that, you know, that would be the majority of what you need to do, and then learn how to do it. Learn how to use the radio. If you've not been to a shooting course, you know, we have Matt Everett teaches an active shooter. I mean, Doug Thornton teaches an active shooter course. We have it here next month in November. The following month after that, in December, we have a course that's going to teach TCCC, Tactical Combat Casualty Care, where you can actually learn how to be somebody who can treat more than just boo-boo and Band-Aid stuff. Steve, former Green Beret, is going to teach it. It's on our website. You can just click the banner at the top. It'll take you to the training courses. Start learning these things. It's late in the game, but it's never too long, never too late to start to learn. You know, it's always the encouraging thing. Somebody, you know, that's way, way, way overweight. I've seen them come into our gym, and it's determined. You know, they're 400 pounds. They're determined, and over the next year and a half, they get down to normal weight. That's encouraging. But they didn't lose that, you know, 250 pounds overnight. It was bit by bit by bit, and they got in shape, and they changed, and it was like, I can't believe, you know, what's happened to me. When you develop this mindset, Dave, we're talking about, all of a sudden, the confidence level goes up. I can handle that situation. I know what to do. And that is, that type of person in a crisis situation is invaluable.
How can people find out more about these training courses you're talking about with Doug?
Well, okay, right on. If you go to readymaderesources.com, there's a little green banner at the top. It says training courses. Click that, and it'll take you to the ones, and you can click it, and it will, you know, you can sign up for it. You know, just like for the medical one, we've bought a couple nice medical dummies, real medical dummies. We have an IV arm that you can actually do an IV on, set up that. We have CPR dummies. We have an internal organ dummy that you can see where all the internal organs go, kind of like a puzzle, put it back together again. That's the level of training you're going to get. Plus, Steve, I am so impressed with that guy. Special Forces medic, SEER trained, you know, S-E-A-R. That's the survive and escape trained guy. Just a really good guy. And we know Doug Thornton, the last class he did on the active shooter course, we actually had a sheriff's, we invited one of the sheriff's SRO guys to come to the class, and he was here, and they loved it. You know, we use airsoft, so there's nobody's going to get shot, I mean, other than an airsoft little pellet. So you're using airsoft, but you're getting really good training. These airsoft guns look like rear Glocks. So you're getting really good training and doing things, and you know, that's the beginning. We also have Matt Everett from Brush Peter come and teach radio and teaches other courses, so that's the start. I know they can get their food and water from you. We have night vision, radio communication, all kinds of homesteading stuff, plus I'll talk with people, and you know, just do what you need to do, get ready, because I look at all these things, Dave, they are not by chance that this has happened. This is deliberate. You know, it's deliberate. And so you can ignore it at your own peril, your family's peril. But, you know, that just, I can't say any more. I just think the warning's out there. People want to talk to you. They know how to get in touch with you, Dave, and I would strongly suggest
yeah,
that
I
do
would,
so.
I would, yeah. Let me just say this, too. You glossed over something, I think, out of being humble, but you're the only guy I know in the survival business that actually says, call me, I'll talk to you without charge, I'll assess where you're at by talking to you and make recommendations free of charge.
I really do have people call me and go, you really do that, you know? Like, is this really you? It's like, well, no, I'm not lying on the radio, guy. I'm not going to do that. I really will talk to you. But if you want to talk to me, 800-627-3809, readymaderesources.com. We'll work with you any way we can on big ticket items. We do have financing, so you can finance it over time, because it's, some people can't afford one big payment for a night vision, but they can do it over 24 months or so, and you can get your night vision that way. You know, just all kinds of tips and tricks to use when you're doing radio, so you can maintain a more secure posture. But I just think right now, Sanibel Island is a great thing. If you had night vision there, you could provide security for a whole community. I have one of my best friends, he has an MVG, and he was going to be deployed there as Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And, you know, that nod, he goes, I'm so glad I have that thing, you know, because they're going to be down there where it could be dark, and they're going to have to go out and secure areas. And that night vision will not only protect him, but it's going to protect all his teammates and also make the whole environment he's in more secure. Same thing with radio. One guy with a radio can do all kinds of good. So that's where it's at. And I just, again, get ready. So.
Yeah, you know, and people just don't want to listen, and I'm telling you, we're going to come down to one of three possibilities, and we don't have time to get into it, but we're going to be at nuclear war for the ultimate distraction, or we're going to be in civil war because Pelosi will make good on her promise not to leave office, or we'll be in both. And
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, you need to be prepared. Bob is 100% correct. Again, Bob, you can reach him at readymaderesources.com. They got his products right there, and you can also call him from the number on the screen. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time. I know you got a scoot. Thanks for being generous with us. And
God
we'll
bless
catch
and
up
God
with
bless
later.
America. I'm praying for my country, Dave. I'm praying that level heads would prevail.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm praying for. I don't want to see this violence.
Absolutely.
So,
okay, thanks, Bob.
God bless. Thank you.